It's clear there is distrust in a largely minority quadrant of the city when outside developers, especially if they are not African American, want to come in and purchase properties for redevelopment. Fears of displacing lower income residents was a point of discussion at 16 West Marketplace last Wednesday night. Angela Thornton is with Black Lives Matter in Roanoke.
I understand that it does make it safer, but at the same time, that safetiness comes at a cost. You can move into a gentrifying community and here come the police. If that community already distrusts that police, you're building resentment and you're building problems.
John Garland, also a developer, has drawn some heat and suspicion from Northwest residents after purchasing a mixed-use building on 11th Street and an apartment complex on Gilmer Avenue.
For the most part, people are perceiving what I'm doing on 11th Street well. I feel like I have the right intentions. I may not be able to communicate it as well as I should.
Garland says he has tried to hold his coffee and chat sessions in Northwest Roanoke. No one has showed up. Gene Morano, WFIR News.